broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
Whenever our way of life has been threatened, our ancestors have responded with the same resounding answer as those first patriots who fought for independence. We are Americans, and we never back down, we never give in, and we never give up, and we will never yield defense of our nation. We love our nation. We will only fight to win. Today, we thank God for the gift of life and for the blessing of liberty. We honor the legends of our history, the glories of our founding fathers, and the giants of the past, the heroes of today, who keep us safe, who keep us strong and proud, and who keep us free. Once again, happy July 4th to all. Our country is in great shape. Our military has never been stronger. And many, many good things are going to happen. Next year will be one of the greatest years we've ever had. I want to thank our men and women. They are so good, of the National Park Service, Air Traffic Control, and the United States military. God bless you. God bless our heroes. God bless America. And now, let the flyovers begin. Thank you very much.
All right, that was President Trump over the weekend at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, laying down the gauntlet and offering a new narrative for the 2020 presidential race, that this is really about the future of our nation in a very literal sense. Our nation is under attack. And this is not a race issue. This is a political ideology issue. And the president, I believe, did a terrific job of illustrating what is about to happen in this country and what is happening in this country. Look, over the weekend in Baltimore, Maryland, you had an angry mob literally tearing down a statue of Christopher Columbus that had been erected to honor Italian Americans. President Ronald Reagan, back in the day, delivered the address to commemorate the statue, which is now in two pieces somewhere in Baltimore Harbor. It's unbelievable what's happening in this country. They actually tore down a monument to Frederick Douglass. Unbelievable. A black man. No one is exempt from this rampaging mob. And understand, while they have cloaked themselves in this name, Black Lives Matter, many of the people behind this organization are, in fact, themselves flaming racist. I mean, they hate all of us, all of us. It doesn't matter our skin color. They hate all of us, and they want to destroy all of us, and they are doing that. And the president threw down the gauntlet at the base of Mount Rushmore and said, you know what? No, we've drawn the line in the sand. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Cut number 13.
Let me also say a word to those in the media who falsely and consistently label their opponents as racists, who condemn patriotic citizens, who offer a clear and truthful defense of American unity. That's what our people are doing. We want a clear and faithful defense of American history, and we want unity. When you level these false charges, you not only slander me, you not only slander the American people, but you slander generations of heroes who gave their lives for America.
And it's true. Go ahead and stop it there, Caleb. And this is true. And he called them out. He called out the angry mobs trying to tear down the statues of our founding fathers. And he called out the media for supporting all of this. By the way, let me give you an example of this. This is a real-time example of what I'm talking about here. So the mainstream media, they were trying to crucify President Trump for even wanting to go to Mount Rushmore because they described it as some sort of an idol. They basically want you to believe that if you go and visit Mount Rushmore, you may as well just be going to a KKK meeting. Just burn a cross. They actually believe that Mount Rushmore is that racist. And if you don't believe me, cut 14.
Trump chose the most grandiose symbol of U.S. imperialism on Earth to usher in a very on-brand star-spangled spectacle. Complete with fireworks and military flyovers, it was Trump's predictable way of throwing red meat to his base. The cult-like following he so desperately needs at the ballot box as he tanks in the polls. But let's talk some truth here. Mount Rushmore isn't exactly the innocent ode to our founding fathers as described in our textbooks, and it's high time we disrupt that false narrative that far too many people believe. The landmark famously or infamously depicts four of our America's celebrated presidents on Granite Slope over the Black Hills of South Dakota. But what's missing from those glossy brochures is that George Washington and Thomas Jefferson enslaved black people. And Abraham Lincoln, although he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, also approved the largest mass execution in U.S. history, the hanging of 38 Dakota Indians. And Teddy Roosevelt once wrote, quote, "I don't go so as far to think that the only good Indians are dead Indians, but I believe 9 out of 10 are." These are the four men who are immortalized on a tourist trap that erases indigenous history. Their faces chiseled by the sculptor Gutzon Borglum, who was intensely entangled in the politics of the KKK, attending Klan rallies and even serving on a few Klan committees. And so choosing this spot, built on sacred indigenous land that was seized illegally, and at a time when America finally faces a reckoning over its ugly racial history, wasn't just a wink at white supremacy. This was a rallying call.
All right, enough of you. That's a Joy Reid over at MSNBC. Here, and folks, my apologies. I know it's the lunch hour, and I know if you are a conservative or a patriot listening to MSNBC, it makes your ears bleed. But we've got to set this up, and we have to illustrate this point. So MSNBC, that's their opinion of Mount Rushmore. Let's listen to CNN.
And Jake, kicking off the Independence Day weekend, President Trump will be at Mount Rushmore, where he'll be standing in front of a monument of two slave owners and on land wrestled away from Native Americans, told that be focusing on the effort to, quote, tear down our country's history.
All right, Leila Santiago with that report. Thank you so much.
Now, Jake Tapper is complicit because he did not call out that lady moron. So I want you to understand what happened. Up until President Trump was elected, and up until he decided to go to Mount Rushmore, CNN and MSNBC and everybody else in America thought Mount Rushmore was an American jewel, a crown jewel in the National Parks Service, a crown jewel. But now here's what's happening. You have CNN, MSNBC. Look, Senator Tammy Duckworth said the president was standing on stolen land. Cut number 10.
So that might be true, but George Washington, mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would call him a traitor. And there are mm-hmm. moves by some to remove statues of him. Is that a good idea?
I think we should listen to everybody. I think we should listen to the argument there. But remember that the president at Mount Rushmore was standing on ground that was stolen from Native Americans who had actually been given that land during a treaty. And again, let's talk about the greater context of where we are in our country right now.
So there you heard it. Tammy Duckworth saying that the president was standing on stolen land. Now, I want to say something about Tammy Duckworth. We do not besmirch her military service to our country. This woman is a hero. She fought for this country. We do not disparage that. But her politics are fair game. And that lady is a dingbat. because I want you to understand this. And here's the lesson, folks. All of these folks, they used to love Mount Rushmore. It was not always considered a monument to racism just a few years ago. As a matter of fact, President Obama visited in 2008, and you know what CNN said? CNN said Mount Rushmore was majestic, a fitting campaign stop for a presidential contender. That's what little Jimmy Acosta said over at the most profane name in news. Jeff Zeleny, also a reporter for CNN, said it was a monument to four great American presidents. And even Bernie Sanders jumped in, said that Mount Rushmore really does make one very proud to be an American. Bernie Sanders, the commie lover. So there you have it, folks. This is the double standard. This is all about politics. But these people, given the opportunity, if Tammy Duckworth, who is now being considered as a vice presidential running mate to sleepy Joe Biden, a man who at this very moment is probably in his pajama pants, drooling over, I don't know, applesauce, she could be his running mate. And these people, if it guaranteed them a win at the ballot box, would shove sticks of dynamite up the nostrils of those four presidents and blow their faces off of Mount Rushmore. That's what we're fighting about. And that's what we're fighting against. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
To the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I want to welcome all of our new listeners from Michigan. And you folks listening to us from Michigan, you get on the air. We're going to send you home with a great prize package, just a way to say welcome to the neighborhood. And we're just so honored to have you guys with us. 71 radio stations now carry this talk show. And we have some more exciting news down the road. We'll tell you more about that later. But right now, write down our telephone number, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. 844-747-8868. So look, President Trump has decided to jump into this Bubba Wallace controversy. Mr. Wallace pulled a Juicy Smollett, as they say, and was involved in a fake hate crime report and never apologized for it. I mean, this guy has basically been a one-man war against NASCAR. And I have a question for you. Why do you think that is? Why do you think Bubba Wallace has decided to go after NASCAR? Remember, he started out a couple of weeks ago by saying that everybody has to stop flying the Confederate flag. Then after all of that controversy died down and did not seem to get whatever traction he was looking for, the fake noose incident happened. And he's still claiming that he is, in fact, a victim. He is doubling down, tripling down, saying he's a victim. And I'm just wondering why it is that Bubba Wallace and the BLM movement is now targeting NASCAR. Is this just a random thing, or is it coincidental, or is it part of a bigger plot? 844-747-8868. President Trump says Bubba Wallace needs to apologize. Now, this is interesting because the coverage, and I want to read the president's tweet to you. They're accusing the president of suggesting that that this is all about the Confederate flags, and that the president is upset because they took down the Confederate flags. I don't think that's it. But the president tweeted, has Bubba Wallace apologized to all those great NASCAR drivers and officials who came to his aid, stood by his side, and were willing to sacrifice everything for him, only to find out the whole thing was just another hoax? That and the flag decision caused lowest ratings ever. Now, look, I don't read into this that the president is suggesting that we need to bring back the Confederate flag. As a matter of fact, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I haven't been to that many NASCAR races. But the ones I've been to, and this goes all the way back to the, 2009, I think the Daytona 500, I got to drive around in the pace car. A lot of fun. But I don't recall seeing that many Confederate flags. I mean, I think there were a few, but it's not like every person in the stands was waving the stars and bars. So they're trying to make the, again, they're trying to turn this back on the president because they want people to believe that this president is a racist. Now, the president, to his detriment, it turns out that NASCAR ratings are not at their lowest level ever. As a matter of fact, the ratings have been pretty decent. But again, this president, and you know how he is, he will get out there and he will tweet whatever is on his mind. And the gist of what he is trying to say here is that Bubba Wallace needs to apologize because Bubba Wallace was trying to stir up a stink where there was not a stink. And that's the problem. So anyway, we'll see. Look, they're crucifying the president today on Twitter and ESPN going after the president on this. And we'll see what happened. Kayleigh McEnany was asked about this. And she says, and Kayleigh McEnany, I want to read the quote here. Kayleigh McEnany says, "The president is merely pointing out we've got to let facts come out before we jump to judgment." Hashtag Juicy Smollett. That's all. The only thing missing here were two Nigerian weightlifters and a Subway sandwich. That's really the only difference between what happened allegedly on the streets of Chicago and what happened in Bubba Wallace's garage.
And bleach.
Oh, thank you. I forgot about the bleach. I don't know. I mean, Caleb, you've covered a lot of these. I mean, look, you've been around. You like sports. I mean, do you see that many Confederate flags at NASCAR events?
I've only been to a handful of NASCAR events, but I don't remember it being like something that was like in your face a lot. Now, not in the track anyway. It wasn't like you just looked around and you just saw a Confederate flag everywhere you went. You might see one over the course of the day, or you might see like two people who have it on a T-shirt. But it's not like it was just all over the place.
You're not like standing in the line for the latrine, you know, and a couple of guy in Klan's robes are in front of you. I just don't see that.
No, I didn't see drums and a trumpet playing Dixie as I walked into the stadium.
That's good to know. Nobody was firing cannons. Robert E. Lee on a white horse wasn't galloping around the track. Is that what you're saying? This is where we are. Anyway, what do you think is going on there? Something's up. Something is up here. It seems to me they're just basically trying to say, if you are a NASCAR fan, that means you're a racist. You see what they're trying to do? Everything is racism these days. Everything. All right, got to take a break here. Diamond and Silk coming up, 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Program. Hope you guys are doing great wherever you are today. A little warm in Memphis, Tennessee, here at Southern Command. And I hope you guys had a terrific Independence Day weekend. Hey, let's get right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. You know, the president over the weekend said that he wants to create this National Garden of American Heroes, and all sorts of he listed Harriet Tubman, mentioned Frederick Douglass, Amelia Earhart, and the Wright brothers. You know, I've already nominated Charlie Daniels, but I think we need to also nominate Diamond and Silk. What do you think about that, ladies?
Well, I okay, go ahead and nominate us. Let's see what happens.
I don't think they'd be able to tear down those.
For this country. Yes, yeah. We are. So, yes.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to tear down those statues. I can guarantee you that.
They'll come to tear it down, and they can't do it.
That's right.
Well, before we get going, y'all have a good Independence Day.
Oh, my God, I had a wonderful 4th of July. I spent it with my family,
Yes. And
the whole weekend was beautiful.
Yes, it was peaceful.
You know, it was a little weird. I think just people were not able to, it was just a weird holiday.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, ladies, when I saw that video coming out of Los Angeles with all the fireworks exploding, and every time a firework exploded, I thought, you know what? That's an American patriot standing up to tyranny in their state, and that is a great thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They have us. They're trying to put us back under what we call house arrest. They want everybody to wear the mask. I find it funny. You know, first it was the paper straws. Mm-hmm. Now it's paper masks. Mm-hmm. What you going to have us do next? Put paper plates on our heads. I mean, this is crazy. Let me tell you something. And we know that this virus is real, so we're not trying to downplay it. But the tyranny is somebody making you do something against your will.
That's right.
Putting mandates in place to make you do something that's not even law. And really going against our constitutional laws. And that's what we have a problem with.
That's right.
You know, the president's speech in South Dakota, which I thought was just, really incredible.
And phenomenal.
I thought it really set the stage for what this election is really all about. What do you say?
Oh, it was a phenomenal mm-hmm. speech. Watched it all the way through. You know, the president is amazing. The way he stands up to these left-leaning liberals and the left-wing media who wants to take his words out of context, take them and depict them to fit a narrative. And I think that people, I want you to wake up for a moment mm-hmm. and just ask yourself, why is it that everybody on the left and even some on the right is trying to literally destroy this president?
Right.
What is it that they don't want the public to know? Because I think a lot of things are done for distraction, so mm-hmm. we won't see things.
That's right.
Other things is happening up underneath the surface. But the president did an amazing job in this speech and the one he did in D.C.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, when you look at what's been happening with this Black Lives Matter organization, which we're calling a domestic terrorist group now, mm-hmm. It's very clear this has nothing to do with race. As a matter of fact, I mean, based on their own behavior, they've got a lot of racists within their ranks, to be perfectly honest.
Absolutely.
That's right.
If you go and look at what they represent, they basically want to really dismantle and disrupt the nuclear traditional family. Mm-hmm. So that means that they don't want black lives to have a parent with the mother and a father.
That's right.
So you got black people out there pumping your fist with an organization who don't even want you to be a family or have a family. A lot of the things that's playing out in the streets right now is because there's no fathers in the homes or where the mothers are at. Everybody, the black people want to get mad at white people and you want to dismantle the white statues. That ain't who's killing you. It's black people that's killing black
people.
Not white people of these white statues.
Uh-huh.
And that's what black people are going to have to wake up. They're going to have to come to reality, come to grips and understand. And when you look at, well, why is this happening in the black community? Because you followed the white liberal ideology.
Yep.
They showed you how to destroy yourself.
That's right.
You're doing it.
What was happening is you have a lot of black people that's being used as pawns to push a white liberal agenda. This is nothing new. This has been going on. They always use black bodies, and anybody body will do. And this is exactly how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's heartbreaking. We saw the video a few nights ago. The father who lost his son there mm-hmm. in Seattle on Hannity's show
mm-hmm.
last night. You had the horrible story coming out of Atlanta where the 8-year-old girl was shot. And you've got the Democrat mayor of Keisha Lance Bottoms is her name out of Atlanta saying, you know, enough is enough. Well, you know what? It was enough a long time ago.
Come on. While she was standing up there giving her little speech a couple of weeks ago, making things okay, she should have been getting on black people. She should have been getting on black people like you said years ago, decades ago. Let me tell you something. Even when it comes down to our rap music, mm-hmm. how we're depicted in movies and depicted on TV as savages, thugs, and hoodlums, that stuff is playing out in the streets. When you tell a black child it's okay to step on a flag, burn up the flag, and be disrespectful, take down the statue,
dismantle
your history. Look, we all have the history. time, that history made us who we are today.
That's right.
You know, we know what we are, so we know what we've learned from. Mm-hmm. You know, but you got people putting this in the minds of black people, and then they want to blame President Trump for all of this here. No, black people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the black community fault. This is Al Sharpton's and mm-hmm. Obama fault. Yeah. Where at?
Yeah.
Where's the Al Sharpton's and the Obamas? Where are you all at?
That's right.
Telling our black brothers and sisters, you don't act this way out here in the streets. You don't disrespect the flag. They're going along with it because they're part of the problem.
That's
they
right.
are the problem.
Look at the leadership within your state, within your cities,
mm-hmm.
ran by Democrats, ran by minorities, ran by black people.
That's right.
Like this black mayor. They are part of the problem.
That's
if they
right.
don't have the solution to stop this what's going on in the community,
mm-hmm.
they are part of the problem.
But see, they went along with
they
it.
They went along with
you
it.
You went in there pumping your fist with Black Lives
Marching
Matter.
With
and
them.
If you don't, a propagandist organization that's talking about their Marxists, which in turn, they want to show you how to be one so they can turn this country into a communist
right.
country. This ain't got nothing to do with Black Lives. Black Lives Matter organization has nothing to do with Black Lives because they took in over $100 million, I heard, all alleged. And how much of that money have went to Black Lives? Where? An 8-year-old girl just got killed in Atlanta. Where's Black Lives Matter?
Mm-hmm.
But then you see black people pumping their fists. I'm all for Black Lives Matter. Why are you for an organization that want to tear up families?
That's right.
Every black child deserves a mother and a father. And what we see in the street is a lack of parenting. People don't have fathers in the home. Because
right.
these daddies will tell you, take your behind home and get your behind out the street.
That's right.
And ladies, that's a problem that that knows, you know, this is not just a black family. This is a white issue, too. You got all these white
kids. Right now, Todd, right now, wait a minute, hold up, Todd. We're talking about black folks. Because at the end of the day, when this is over, everything that has happened, black people are going to be blamed
for it.
Yep. And they don't even realize it. They're going to be blamed for everything. Because you know what they're going to depict in the media? Black people breaking in, looting, and burning down stuff. And breaking out windows. Let me tell you something. Al Sharpton, the NAACP, the Congressional Black Caucus, they set black people back 50, 60 years. That's what they did. All of them were sitting up there, we want equal rights. We want equal rights. Now they're talking about, no, we want to go back to segregation with some of the stuff that they're pulling. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Where are the black leaders?
Yeah.
Where's Oprah? Where's Obama? Where's Al? Where's Jesse? Nowhere to be found.
That's right. And Todd, this do not dismiss the fact that this may be happening within the white community or Hispanic community, but there's something about the black community whenever every 4 years or every 2 years an election come around, we always find ourselves knocking at this door right here with the same old people talking about we shall overcome, marching in the street, destroying their neighborhoods. We don't see a lot of white people doing this within the white neighborhoods, but we see this all the time within the black
mm-hmm.
neighborhoods. Why is that?
Right, and then you got them blaming white people. Pulling them out of their cars, beating them up, beating up on them. This has got to stop. This is not
That's
who
right.
we are.
Yeah.
This is not who we are as Americans.
That's
we don't
right.
act like this here. We are one. We don't let nobody divide us.
Yeah.
This is no longer about George Floyd.
That's right.
This is about something else sick and
That's,
something
and
so sinister.
And even when you have different black influencers like Snoop Dogg want to call black people, black influencers, the coon bunch. Why? Why is he doing that? Who is using him to do that? He is basically being pimped out by
mm-hmm.
these white liberal Democrats
but,
to take and push these doggone type of narratives within the black community.
But look at how the white liberals taught him how to treat his all.
That's
because
right.
he's a womanizer.
Right.
Look at how he despairs and dismiss and disrespect black women.
Right.
Look at the stuff that he rap about. And he had the nerve to call us coons.
Right.
Look at him. He's the one being used.
That's right.
So we have to, Todd, baby, we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
I love white America. I love black America. But right now, white America is being abused for no reason.
That's right.
They didn't do this. We were all dealt the same hand when we got here.
Yeah.
And so we got to address the problem. The problem ain't with white folks. The problem is with black folks killing up other black folks.
Yeah.
Now, what's the problem? Don't sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around somebody else's front door. That's what black people need to learn how to do.
That's
yeah,
right.
It ain't about the police.
Mm-hmm.
It's about why is it that black people are killing
other black people.
And other black people is going along with it and silent and not saying anything
okay.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this
right.
is wrong.
That's right.
That's what this
it's,
is about.
And it's time for the conversation. Ladies,
that's right.
we got to leave it there.
Yes.
diamondandsilk.com, but tell folks you've got the book coming out.
Yes, we got the book. It's going to be out in August, you all. Go pre-order the book at diamondandsilkbook.com.
Have you got the title yet, or is that still a surprise?
Yes, Uprising. Who in the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
Sweet Lord. I don't know if America's ready for this.
Uprising, uprising. There's an uprising going on. There's an uprising going on in the underground,
That's
baby.
Right.
Uprising.
Lordy.
Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch?
That's right.
It's because you black don't mean you have to vote Democrat.
You
Go
know what?
Get the book.
I'm going to buy Snoop Dogg a copy.
Okay, send him one. And tell him how to respect. You know, he don't have no respect for himself, so
None.
I don't expect for him
None
to respect.
I think Snoop Dogg is actually jealous that we were woman enough to do what he wasn't man enough to do, and
that's
walk
right.
off of that
dear.
Democrat plantation.
Hello. All right. Ladies, always good hearing from you. Hang in there.
Thank you
okay.
for having us.
All right. Diamond and Silk, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to take a break. We're going to get to the phones. 844-747-8868. Toll free number 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Now, Charlie.
We could use a little peace and satisfaction.
Yes, sir.
So good people up front take the lead. A little less talk and a little more action. And a few more rednecks is what we need.
Well, I'd say the Pearly Gates just got a great redneck, the great Charlie Daniels. And we're playing Charlie Daniels music through the rest of the show. Just as a way to say how much we respect him and appreciate him. And, of course, the news coming out of Nashville, Charlie Daniels, now home with the Lord, 83 years old. All right, let's get back to the phones, 844-747-8868, Little Rock, Arkansas. Jim, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Jim, what's on your mind today?
First of all, it's going to be hard to follow up all them truths them two young ladies were talking.
Jim, let me tell you something. There. Diamond and Silk broke our Facebook live stream. I mean, the comments, people are going bonkers over that. My favorite one is Hulk Hogan just dropping the mic.
Hi, you said something this morning about them folks up on Stone Mountain. You said that you wanted to see their permits. I don't know that you need a permit for an AR-15. I thought that's mainly for concealed carry permits. That's the way I took it that you were talking about. And if they keep on talking about they're looking for all the rednecks that they can shoot, if they would let people know beforehand, there might be some people to accommodate them. Because as a soldier that raised our hand against whenever we took an oath to defend this country and this Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, do they not understand that they are domestic enemies?
Well, now Jim, this is an interesting point. Now, when I was talking about the permit, I was talking about the permit to have a protest march. And typically, you're supposed to have those permits or you're not allowed to do something like that. You just can't just randomly show up. And that's what I'm talking about. But I would like to know if all of those people marching in the streets, all 400 of them, are legal gun owners. That's what I'd like to know.
But the only way that the cops could have checked to find out is because they were enforcing the law that they didn't have the permit to march. Other than that, you can't just walk up to the man and say, hey, let me see your constitutional right to gain this, because I've got the Second Amendment I have in my pocket, or the Constitution I have in my pocket. I don't need a concealed carry permit, because I got the Second Amendment. And that's what I don't understand, why people don't understand that. Because in the state of Arkansas, all that money that you give for your concealed carry permit, that goes to the state trooper's retirement fund. And that just blows me away. We have the Second Amendment right.
of the conversation.
All right. Well, Jim, I hate to do this, but we got a real bad phone connection, but I think we got the gist of what you were saying there. Again, I don't have a problem with protest, but if you're going to stage something like that and take over streets, you got to have a permit. If you or I were to go out there to do the same thing, they would haul us off to jail. We're not allowed to impede traffic. Over the weekend, there was a horrible story out of Seattle where two women were run over by some guy in a car. They were part of this protest on the interstate, and it was late at night. And apparently a lot of the entrance ramps were blocked off. This guy, he got onto the interstate, and you know how it is. I mean, folks, I feel bad for the motorist because nobody has explained to the motorist what they're supposed to do when people are jumping on the hoods of their car or surrounding them and threatening them. And this driver ended up getting on the wrong side of the interstate as these people were protesting and plowed through and hit two women. One of the ladies died, and the other's in very critical condition. And now this guy's been charged with felony counts. He was not drinking. He wasn't drunk. And by all indication, I think that he was just a motorist who was terrified, didn't know what to do with all the roads being blocked, and got on the wrong interstate ramp. By the way, he's not a white guy. The driver's a person of color, which is why you're not hearing a lot about the driver of the car. But you know who's ultimately responsible for those young ladies, one of them losing their life? I don't think it's the driver. I think it's whoever decided they were going to let people just jump onto an interstate in the dark of night and hold some sort of a protest. That's not what the interstate systems are for. That's why we have public squares. That's why we have sidewalks. I mean, this is nuts. And it's time for law enforcement to crack down. It's time for the city leaders to let law enforcement crack down, or else more people are going to get hurt. It's a tragedy, a terrible tragedy. And it could have been avoided if the law enforcement there in Seattle had been allowed to do their jobs. All right, 844-747-8868, our phone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.